This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Joining us on the line at this time is State Representative Kirk Talbot to talk about fantasy sports. And Kirk, I got to tell you, it's not only a fantasy, but it's a mystery to me because I don't engage in any of those activities and I'm not sure what it's all about. So why don't you explain it to us?
Hey, good morning, Newell.
Good morning.
What it is, and you know, I think there's tens of thousands of Louisianans that play it now. They just play it on the free sites where, you know, you choose a team, you get into a pool, you get into a contest for the season. So you're deciding which quarterback to play, which running back to play, which receiver to play, and you get points if they score touchdowns, gain yardage, throw passing yardage, that kind of thing. You're not betting on the outcome of a game because you may have a quarterback from one team. You may have Drew Brees. You may have a running back from a different team. So you kind of – it's like a fantasy team. You're putting together your own team.
Okay, now I knew that. Right, okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
So what we're going to do here with this series of bills – actually, the public voted on this. Is that correct?
The public – correct. The public voted on it on the ballot last fall. 47 of the 64 parishes approved it overwhelmingly. So now we have to put in the regulation and the oversight of it, and we have to put in the tax rate. So I've got two bills that have both passed the House this week. The tax bill will be on Memorial Day on Monday in Senate committee, and then the regulation bill will be in Senate Criminal Justice, I believe, or Jude B, on Tuesday.
So describe to us the regulations and how that's going to work.
Well, the regulations will, you know, the Gaming and Control Board and the state police will have regulation and oversight of it. We put in penalties, the same penalties that casinos get if they allow a minor to do this. So we wanted to make sure that's nice and tight. And basically, that's it. You know, they'll promulgate rules, they'll issue licenses and do the background checks and all that kind of stuff, just like they would for casinos.
And, of course, with this, it'll create gaming taxes. And who will be the beneficiary of the tax structure that'll be set up?
All right. So we'll have two ways that they'll pay. They'll pay a $15,000 annual fee, and they'll pay 15% of the gross of the net revenue. 5% of that 15% will go to local government, and I believe the balance of that will go towards early childhood development. That was a amendment that Representative Neil Abramson from New Orleans had put on in his committee.
Kurt, do we have any projections as to how much money this would create from a tax purpose?
You know, it's not a big money generator. The average amount of money that someone spends on fantasy sports is about $300 a year. And, you know, it was never billed as a big job creator, big money generator. It's just something that 42 other states do. It's a lot of fun. A lot of people do it. So we thought, you know, we'd put it on the ballot and see if people wanted to, you know, have that in Louisiana. But if you look at New Jersey, that has twice our population, they've had fantasy sports for a couple of years. They're only generating, you know, a couple of million dollars in taxes. So if you look at that here, you know, now their income level also is a lot higher. So, you know, I don't think, Newell, it's going to be $500,000-$700,000 in revenue. It's just not, again, these aren't high dollar bets. These aren't, you know, people wagering a lot of money. It's just not a big money generator. But, you know, typically, Newell, somebody will drop $100 and get into a pool like on FanDuel, and that'll be it for football season, let's say.
So that's what this would allow you to do, is that you're going to be able to access in a legal fashion these third-party vendor groups, I guess, that are already set up out there from the
correct
state of Louisiana.
correct. And you know, your next question is probably, well, how can you play it in the parishes that voted it in and not play it in the parishes that voted out? In the bill, we require them to have to use that they call it geofencing technology.
Right.
For example, fantasy sports is legal in Mississippi. So I'm in Louisiana right now. I'm downtown New Orleans. If I try to log on to FanDuel or DraftKings, I can't do it. As soon as I cross over into the state of Mississippi, I can log into those websites and vice versa. If I'm in the car and I'm picking my team and I'm making a trade and I'm driving over the state line, it's going to drop me as soon as I pass into Louisiana. And they're going to have to use by law that geofencing around the parishes that voted it in and around the ones that voted it out. So now most of, I think every parish south of I-10 voted it in. The whole New Orleans area did, but there are some parishes up in northeast Louisiana, like West Carroll, Sabine, parishes like that, that did not vote it in. But everybody around here voted it in.
Kirk, last night there was I guess for lack of a better term, maybe a strange vote in the House. This bill comes out of the House, but the sports book or sports betting bill failed on the House floor last evening.
Right.
Any thoughts on that?
Well, we were missing some people. We didn't have a full House. We didn't have a full 105 people. The vote was 66 yeas. We needed 70. I've talked to the author of the bill, Joe Marino, from the West Bank. He feels confident that when he brings it up again, I think on Tuesday, that we should have the votes to hit 70.
Yeah. I mean, that puts the industry in a much better shape to compete with Mississippi, right? The same thing with this fantasy sports bill.
Correct. Correct. I mean, now sports betting, that's a whole different animal. That's,
right. Yeah.
That's a lot more money. That's some tax dollars there. So, but look, I know for a fact that Mississippi is hurting us in that respect. I mean, football season and basketball season was huge for them. They had a lot of people driving over to those casinos to place those bets. And we already have gambling here. You know, I'm for that bill. I don't really see a problem with it.
Yeah. It'll be interesting to see how that will play out as well. We appreciate you joining us this morning to explain the fantasy sports betting bill. They will be both heard in Senate committees next week. Have a great Memorial Day weekend. Appreciate your time, Representative Kirk Talbot.
Thank you, Noah. Have a great weekend.
Bye. All righty. We want to hear from you, 260-1870 or text 870-870. We'll be right back after the break. Stay with us. This is Newell on WWL.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.